It is a pleasure to speak to you. I have to admit something to you. The Wine Bible is something I wish I could fit into the purse, my purse, when I go out. I'm intimidated by wine lists. Do you think that we actually overthink things? Are we letting that wine list intimidate us?
Wine lists can be intimidating. Yes, they certainly can. But I think it's important to remember that it's just a list of lots of delicious things. And you don't need to know them in advance. That's why there are waiters and sommeliers, right? They're there to sort of turn you on to something you might never have had before. And so I think of wine lists as an opportunity to try something brand new and to have a phenomenal experience. So it's not necessary to know every wine on a wine list or even any wine on a wine list. And you have to remember that almost everybody else is in the restaurant is in the same boat you are. No one, except perhaps the wine buyer himself, knows all those flavors.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's, as you say, the sommelier can be our very best friend. When you sat down to revise the wine bottle, what sort of trends were you looking at?
I was looking at making this an entirely new book. And in fact, every chapter is rewritten, all new maps, all new photos, all new side boxes, but also, and there are whole new areas that have emerged, China, India, Mexico, even in Europe, places like the Republic of Georgia, Slovenia. So the Wine Bible is now very up-to-date with all of those emerging regions as well.
Well, what have you found to be some of the more exciting wines coming out of these new regions?
You know, right now, none of us know very much about Chinese wine, or what we do know about Chinese wine is very, pardon me, the very simple wine. Mm-hmm. But 5 years from now, a lot of us will perhaps have experienced a top Cabernet from China, something that costs $30, $50. Those wines are very surprising, surprisingly good. I just got back from China and was very impressed.
Hmm.
A lot of there are all kinds of regions in Central Europe, Hungary, Austria, Slovenia, sort of near the northeastern Italian border, that make absolutely delicious wines, and those wines are only really starting to come into the U.S. now. So you could be, Canada is making wines right across our own border that are phenomenal, and we'll see more and more of those on the market soon.
That is
a great time for wine.
It really is. Now, when someone sits down with the wine bottle for the first time, what do you want them to take away from that?
Yes, people tell me all the time that one of the reasons they love the Wine Bible is that they can just literally open it anywhere. You don't have to read it consecutively like a novel. So that's what I always suggest people do, is just pick it up, open it anywhere, and read a few pages here, a few pages there. Hopefully there's something fascinating on every single page. And people tell me that it's by approaching the book in that way that they've had so much fun learning about wine. You can literally let it fall open on any page and find something new.
What are some of the new fun things that you've discovered when you started revising the Wine Bible?
I love to do very good research. So one of the fun things for me was to sort of make the connections between how wine moved from place to place. For example, we think that, you know, probably a lot of the wine was originally in France, right? And it moved out from France. But actually, France got wine from Italy, which doesn't make the French very happy when they realize that. But the whole how wine moved around the world was very, very fascinating to me. We now know the parents of various grapevines. In fact, we know the parents of most grapevines. That's really interesting to me. Pinot Noir is the father of Chardonnay, for example.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of new if you're really into wine, lots of new interesting things like that, but also just tips on how to taste in a way that makes wine come alive and be even more delicious. It's a very practical book.
Well, that's what we like, something that's user-friendly.
Yes.
If you were giving someone a great bottle of wine, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money on a great bottle of wine, do you?
No, you don't. It depends on where you are, though. I mean, I would say that you could buy someone a terrific bottle from the south of Italy or the south of France or almost anywhere in Spain for $25, let's say, and tie a red ribbon around it with a copy of the Wine Bible, and you've got an instant, really terrific gift.
Well, I think that would be perfect. You have to include the wine bottle. But I have to think you're under massive pressure over the holidays because people expect something incredible or unique because you know all about wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's not frightening to me. And I usually, my whole strategy is always to bring a couple of things, either bring or if people are coming to my house, have open a couple of different wines so that people can have fun experimenting, going back and forth. Wine is not something that you have to be, quote unquote, right mm-hmm. about. There is no being right. You just have to be generous and be experimental and want to share some experiences with family and friends.
I think that's the best part of it, when we share and we enjoy. So if you were sharing your favorite bottle of wine over the holidays, what kind of wine would it be?
Well, I always drink a glass of sparkling wine or champagne every night around 6. I consider sparkling wine indispensable to motherhood and the source of all patience. So that's my first wine of the evening. But then, you know, depending on is this just any old Wednesday night or is this Thanksgiving you know, a major night, I might open a terrific Pinot Noir or a great Napa Valley Cabernet. There are so many delicious top wines in the world right now that it's almost hard to go wrong.
Absolutely. As long as you enjoy it, that's what matters. Thank you, Karen McNeil, so much. Thank you so much for your time today. The Wine Bible is on the shelves right now. Make it a holiday gift. Put it together with your favorite bottle of wine and maybe a beautiful stemmed glass, and you'll be all set.